the Congress's big women power for the state of Uttar Pradesh, but can this be taken national? Can it become national? Will it go to other or transcend the boundaries of Uttar Pradesh and go to Uttarakhand or any other state? Let's quickly take a look at this presentation.
Big move by the Congress in poll-bound Uttar Pradesh, in a state where caste politics is the norm. The Congress shifted gears and launched its big push to women candidates, announcing that it will reserve 40% of seats for women in UP. Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, the Congress General Secretary in charge of the state, said this decision was to show that women too can fight the electoral battle as she launched the party's new slogan, Ladi Hoon, Lad Sakti Hoon.
We have decided that in the coming Vidhan Sabha elections, Uttar Pradesh mein Congress party 40% ticket mahilaon ko degi.
Asked what the motive behind this move is, she says,
mukhya soch ye hai ki jo mahila hai wo ekjut hokar ek force nahi ban rahi hai, usko bhi jatiyon mein dharmon mein baanta ja raha hai. Agar hum samjhenge nahi ki hame ekjut kar hokar ye sangharsh karna hai, तब तक हमारे समाज में, हमारे देश में, हमारी राजनीति में बदलाव नहीं आ सकता है.
On the day of the Congress's big maneuver, the BJP elevated former governor of Uttarakhand, Baby Rani Maurya, back into active politics in an attempt to trump Mayawati's control over the Jatav vote bank. Ms. Maurya also added Jatav to her name, firmly entrenched in the caste-driven calculations of the BJP.
ये सब आजकल आप देख ही रहे हैं कि सब अपनी अपनी जातियां लिखते हैं, तो मुझे अगर उत्तर प्रदेश में उतारा है तो मुझे भी बताना पड़ेगा ना कि मैं जाटव हूँ.
Other opposition parties greeted this move with skepticism. BSP Supremo Mayawati tweeted and called it a political drama.
देखिए, मैं तो कांग्रेस से यही पूछना चाहूंगी कि आपने जितने राज्यों में शासन किया है आज तक महिलाओं के लिए उन राज्यों में क्या कर दिया आपने? जब कांग्रेस शासित राज्यों में महिलाएं प्रमाण देखेंगी, ये तभी महिलाओं का भरोसा उन पे बनेगा.
Of the 403 विधानसभा सीट्स, the Congress has just 7 MLAs.
महिलाओं के लिए एक आवाज, प्रियंका गांधी.
For Congress, this could be a smart gamble. The question is, can gender equilibrium earn political dividends, or will the state continue to be dominated by the caste calculus?
Congress, which is seen as a marginal player in UP, has played its card to woo the women voters in the state. With this announcement, it's also now clear that the grand old party will go all alone for the assembly elections next year without any major alliance. With camera person Gauri Prasad, this is Arvind Gunasekar for NDTV.
At this moment, I would like to welcome Ms. Sushmita Dev, Rajya Sabha MP of the Trinamool Congress. We also have Nahid Lari Khan, spokesperson of the Samajwadi Party, and Lalita Kumaramangalam, member of the BJP. In just a short moment, we'll have Ami Ben Yagnik, spokesperson and MP of the Congress Party. And Sujata Pandey is also with us, political analyst, supports the BJP. Thank you very much. We'll first begin with you, Sushmita Ji. You know, this took its time coming. Yes. In this country, we've got a woman prime minister, many women chief ministers. This 2019 saw record women MPs also. But their total contribution or their total quantity is only 14%, 1/4. So even now, a lot needs to be done. So do you feel that this is, yes, a welcome step, but too little, too late?
You see, there is no denying that the representation of women in the Lok Sabha, Rajya Sabha and the assemblies are dismal in this country after so many years of independence. Number two, it is crystal clear that while everybody wants, many parties are batting for the reservation bill, very few parties have given reservation within the party. There's nothing stopping a political party from giving more and more women tickets. For instance, Mamata Banerjee has given 40% of the Lok Sabha seats, 42 seats. She's given 17 women tickets, out of which 12 have won and they're sitting in the Lok Sabha. So now the question is, while everybody wants a women's reservation bill, which are the parties who are actually giving more and more women tickets? While Mamata Di tops that list, we've also seen that Naveen Patnaik has done it in Odisha in his party. So this is not history for the first time in UP. This has happened in other states. But yes, we also have to accept that while these parties are putting up more women to contest, it does not resolve the problem of reservation inside the parliament.
Mm.
Because if you don't reserve a seat, Sanket, so let's say Mamata Banerjee gives a woman, but Priyanka Gandhi ji gives a man, or Narendra Modi ji gives a man, then if the man wins and the woman loses, a man goes to parliament. But if it's a reserved seat, every party will pitch a woman.
So ultimately,
whoever
wins, a woman will
woman
go.
Goes to parliament.
Yes, I think that's an important point.
So what I'm saying is we need more representation of women at two levels.
Mm.
One is internally, the party must give more and more women tickets.
Oh.
And number two, there is a legislation that has to be in place that says that seats are reserved.
So then ultimately you will have, whichever party wins, more women reach the parliament or a Vidhan Sabha. Okay. Amiben Yagnik, you know, to that point now, the thing is that this experiment or this initiative that the Congress has taken, it has done it in a state where you have only 7 MLAs. So many would argue here you in any case had nothing to lose. That's why you have gone for this big gamble. In other states where there is real politique, there the Congress party has not taken this decision. For instance, a Punjab, an Uttarakhand, a Goa, a Manipur. Why not a similar decision for each and every state?
See, Priyanka ji is the General Secretary of Uttar Pradesh, and we have seen the manner in which incidents have taken place in Uttar Pradesh. We have been on debates, we have seen the horrific incidents, and we have debated and debated and debated. There is no justice coming forth. Maybe in the circumstances, it is high time that women come to the fore. Women are given opportunity. And everything is about opportunity to women.
No, but then, Ms. Amiben Yagnik, my question is, why should women of Uttarakhand and Punjab and Goa and Manipur not get the same opportunity?
No, everyone will get the opportunity.
They are being discriminated against there also.
Yeah. No, there is no question of any discrimination. You please hear me out. We started when the 73rd and the 74th Amendment came. And whoever comes after that 1990, after those amendments, or before that, no government will ever be able to equate themselves with the decision of that vision to bring women in the local government bodies. And because of that, we have so many women sarpanches. We have so many women taking decisions in the local body elections and taking part in decision making and participating in democracy. Now, this is the first step. Why you are saying that whether there are 7 MLAs or 70 MLAs, it's a positive step. And I think every woman in this country will be happy about this decision. And every woman will get an opportunity in UP to come forth and say, yes, I want to be a part of the political scenario of the state.
Okay. No, obviously, it is a welcome step. And the point that we are trying to raise is that while we have had lots of women chief ministers, Ms. Lalitha Kumaramangalam, and we've had a woman prime minister, the actual representation of women is very, very, very less. Take a look at the parliament, where even now, while we celebrated an increase of 78 MPs, the point is this is only 14.53%. So that's the representation of the 50% population of this country. My question is, Ms. Lalitha Kumaramangalam, do you feel that the Congress, that's the graph on your screen right now, you can see that in 1951, there were 5% women. In 77, that dipped to 4% in the Lok Sabha. It's only in 2019 where it is at a record high of only 14%, ladies and gentlemen, 1/4. This for a population of 50% in this country. Clearly something is wrong, which needs to be fixed. Lalitha Kumaramangalam, will you not admit that this is a right thing to do? What Priyanka Gandhi did, the announcement in Lucknow, was the right thing to do. Announce more representation.
Sanket, I'm very happy that she announced that they would give 40% seats to women. I hope they stick to it. As Sushmita ji pointed out before me, unless we have reservation in parliament and legislature, I'm afraid this is not going to happen. Women will be standing opposite men. And we all know that men have
more social and economic clout when it comes to elections, and political clout, let's be brutally frank. Also, we all know that promises are made before elections. I really hope she sticks to it. The other thing is that we have over 15 lakh women in the panchayats today, elected to the panchayats. And you will find that they are about roughly over 50%, 50 to 54% of women in panchayats are elected women. Unfortunately, they have been elected only after reservation came into, was implemented at the panchayat level. We must have that bill passed as soon as possible. I think across the board, regardless of party affiliation, all women in politics will agree to that. Secondly, I hope that the Congress, if they field women, they will not be naam ke waase women, but women who actually have had experience in grassroots politics. Now, we know that generally the Congress is full of both nepotism and, entitlement. And we need women who actually know the work that they're doing. I'm not saying the Congress doesn't have wonderful women in their party. They do. Competent, efficient, etc. But I hope that it's not only, only women who, for the sake of, as I said, naam ke waaste, in namesake, that they are not.
No, but then isn't this a problem? Secondly, which plagues all political parties? Are you trying to say that BJP has no naam ke waaste candidates?
No, I am not saying, I'm not comparing any two parties. We're talking about Priyanka and her announcement since I made that statement. I already said right in the beginning that we must have that reservation bill. Otherwise, what we will find is that many people will say many things and generally perhaps even want to do it. But it is politics in India, not just India, all over the world, let's be frank, is an extraordinarily patriarchal field. And you will find that, despite all the efforts of certain people who may mean very well, regardless of their political affiliation, in actuality, when it comes to implementation, as you said, in the states where the Congress rules or in the states where other parties rule, are we actually, and I'm saying we, not them or us, are we actually giving seats to women and supporting them?
Yeah, but then, will these questions not be asked of the BJP or other political parties as well?
They should be.
While we'll ask this question of the Congress, but what about the others?
One second, just one point. Can I make one quick last point?
Yeah.
Just giving a seat is not enough to make sure that women come into the legislature or parliament. You have to make sure that they have the money, that they have access to grassroots workers.
No, that's what Sushmita Dev said.
Trained, all of that.
That really everybody must feel women candidates. So ultimately,
exactly,
a woman
everybody
reaches
must,
that high office.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, Sabha
which
Naqvi,
is why we need
I want to
that
come
bill.
To you now. Yes, Sabha Naqvi, I want to come to you now. You see, the reason why this has been done, it's a political calculation. See, in politics, it's only twice, or in life actually, it's in two scenarios where you go for, all out, all in, the complete risk. One, when you have everything with you, and then you fear, then you think that I can absorb this risk. Hmm. Or two, when you have nothing with you, and you have nothing more to lose, so then you take the risk. So as far as Congress is concerned, in Uttar Pradesh, they've taken this risk because they have nothing more to lose. I mean, how low will you go beyond 7 MLAs? Right, in UP.
So,
but they have done this to trump caste politics. That's the word that was used. That we want to provide an alternative, a new sort of politics to trump caste politics. You think that can happen?
So, first of all, I think there was an example of a party which succeeded, which gave a lot of women seats, which was Mamata Banerjee.
Yes.
She appealed to women voters in Bengal. Let's not forget that. We have an example of a woman politician doing extremely well with outreach to women voters, and she has lots of women, including Sushmita Dev is now there, having left the Congress. So that has succeeded. As far as the Congress in Uttar Pradesh is concerned, I agree with you. We have to support her attempt to do it, but they really have really very little in the game, as far as I see, unless this is an attempt to get skin in the game. But the problem here is, even the women who will be given the tickets, I'm sure she'll stick to her word. I think she will give 40% or whatever. It will be done on the basis of caste. Let's be honest, there is no politics in UP anywhere for that matter, in most places.
So you're saying there'll be women candidates, but selected on the basis of caste calculations.
And or there'll be wives and sisters, that we've also seen that in the panchayat, right? You have women candidates who are dummy for the men in the reserve seats. Yet, we have to support this. And I think the place where we have an example of women power is Bengal, actually. It's not just that the leader is a woman. The leader gives a lot of seats to women. And she has succeeded. And her election outreach was very much, she was very popular with women voters, even more so than with men. Hmm. So it can work. So we have a very successful example.
So we have a model to emulate, which can be done in other states as well.
We have a model. I'm sure that has weighed on the Congress thinking also, how to rebuild. But the problem is SP, and I mean, even UP has Mayawati, let's not forget that, except that we all know that she's not a big player right now. It is BJP versus SP. SP is as masculine as they come. Just now I heard Lalita ji saying that, we don't want women to be proxies. Honestly, in the BJP, every other man is a proxy for the big man. So, proxies, we can have a different argument on proxies.
I'll give you a right to reply, Lalita ji. Don't worry.
That's also there. I mean,
Nahid Lari Khan, I want to come to you now. Yes. Ms. Khan, you see, the point is, do you or do you not think, whether they'll be successful or not, do you or do you not think that the Congress party has at least started a very important dialogue, a very important something that should have happened long, long ago? You can accuse them of not doing it in the past, or other political parties letting the political compunctions weigh in, whether they'll do it in other states or not. Whatever be the reason, it has been at least announced. Does that put you in under pressure?
No. Sanket ji, see, first thing I'd like to say that I agree that there should be more women representation in assembly as well as in parliament. But now, since we're talking about Priyanka ji today, I heard her PC. In her PC, Priyanka ji accepted that the women candidates, they're going to make them contest the election. She accepted that maybe they don't win this time, but they will win next time. So when she accepted that they will not win this time, so my question to Congress is that who are they trying to, benefit by fielding such candidates who they know they are not going to win? You're getting it? That you want to win Congress? Congress wants to win such candidates who field karke, jinke bare mein aapko maloom hai that they're not going to win. One thing. Second thing that Priyanka ji, just few days back, I read in newspaper that Honorable Supreme Court, Honorable CGI, he mentioned that women...
audio. Ms. Khan, I think we lost your audio connection. We're not being able to hear you. So we're going to come back to you. In the meanwhile, Sujata Pandey, you see... we seem to have lost Sujata Pandey as well. So we'll go back.
Sanket.
We'll go to these two in just a short moment. Yes. Ms. Sushmita Dev, see, the point is that there are a lot of women. In fact, every political party, let's have Ms. Dev on the screen, please. The point is that many political parties, or all political parties, say that, yes, we must give a lot of women representation. Everybody says that. It's a nice thing to say. Don't you agree? See, it's like saying we must all eat salad. We should all eat healthy. But then obviously there will be this temptation to go for that hamburger or go for that chicken curry immediately. That's politics for you. So winnability, caste, right? All the money, muscle power, everything will come into play. Yeah. And then this nice thing that people keep saying, this goes on the back burner, that women must get more representation. The winnability of women, how do you ensure this?
You see, winnability is a criteria for every party, right? So out of 42 Lok Sabha seats, Mamata di gave 17 women tickets, that's 40%, and eventually 12 won and went to the parliament. So making a women candidate win is partly the responsibility of the candidate and also of the leaders. Mm. But you see, there's going to be a challenge in UP, Sanket, which is a bigger question. One is, every woman may turn around and ask Priyanka Gandhi ji that, are you going to lead by example, and no matter how tough UP is, are you going to stand yourself? You see, that question did come from the media, number one. I'm not criticizing anyone. I'm telling you, naturally the questions will come up. Hmm. Number two, every time you've seen Priyanka ji go to the ground in Uttar Pradesh, either she's been arrested, she was blocked in Sonbhadra, she was blocked in Sitapur. So what is the message? If Priyanka Gandhi ji can be put away in a room without an arrest warrant, without any procedures being followed,
okay,
can the Congress party protect the women they're giving candidate tickets to? These are questions
That doesn't stop them from their right to field these candidates. So talk about it.
You must now.
Yes. I'm going to come back to you. I think Sujata Pandey is now back with us. Let me quickly ask her a question. She is the one who has not spoken. Sujata Pandey.
You look at study.
Yeah, I'll come back to you. Sujata Pandey, do you think that this is at least a step in the right direction? We can discuss the problems, challenges, all those things, but at least take this in the right direction. Everybody, it's every political party's responsibility.
Of course it is. I mean, being a woman, how can I say no? You know, with the woman reservation bill has been pending over a decade, and Congress and the, you know, it's still pending, for first of all. But then, you know, if it would be better, if it was not just a political stunt, it must be set in action. You know, and why I say this is a political stunt, Sanket, is look at the UPCC itself, where she's sitting. 43 members, only 3 women. Look at the core committee of Congress, 4 women, including Sonia Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi. None of the state presidents, except one, are women. You know, go to the other places, you have no dependent. Punjab, only two ministers of women. Chhattisgarh, only 1. Then you have Rajasthan, only 2. What are we talking
about? No, this is very selective, Ms. Pandey. I mean, if the Congress will come around and say, they will punch holes in your...
You have to walk the talk. You have to first walk
yeah,
the talk.
Yeah, and then likewise.
Because this is why... She's a signing example of Congress giving example, importance to women. She was such a fierce leader. She was let go. Don't forget Latika Subhash, who had to shave her head because she was not given enough representation.
Okay.
Do not forget even Priyanka
Chaturvedi. Very quickly, really short on time, but Nahid Lari Khan got cut off.
You can't
so we'll have to give her time.
Nahid
Lari Khan,
you are not even in the top.
Yes, okay, Ms. Pandey, I got your point. You're saying that commitment issues. What you're saying, walk the talk. Okay, Nahid Lari Khan, please complete. You were saying something.
I was saying just few days back, Honorable CJI, Supreme Court, was very vocal. And he said that women in judiciary should, you know, raise their voice for 50% reservation in judiciary. Now, although no women till now has raised their voice, but maybe Priyanka ji just picked it up from there. Now, she's talking about 40% reservation. Now, any party which feels a candidate, irrespective of any gender, they feel the candidate to win. In Uttar Pradesh, Congress has no organization. Now, there's not going to be any miracle 2-3 months are left. No miracle is going to take place that overnight women will turn political and they will contest elections and they will win. Besides, Honorable Priyanka Gandhi herself accepted that if this time these women, they won't win these elections, they will win next time.
But the point is whether they will win or not, whether there will be winnability or not, at least it's a start. I've run out of time. Thank you very much, ladies. Let's just hope that we have more and more of these discussions because the time is now. It has come. It is too late already. Thank you very much for joining us on this discussion.